You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Now, one of Ireland's most popular country stars will wing his way to West Clare later this month. Robert Mazzell is to perform at Knockera Hall in Clymer on the 21st of February. He's been telling me about performing in West Clare and also in sunny Spain and how this year is going to be a busy one for him, both on and off stage.
It's shaping up great. We had a great end to the 2018 because we just had another little baby in the house. And little Leo is coming up on 12 weeks old now.
Congratulations. So
thank you very much, and I can tell you it's a busy house with him and a 4-year-old going around the place. But we're doing good. Everyone's happy and everyone's healthy. That's the main concern, and we've had a roller coaster of a 2019 so far because we've been on the road since Stephen's night. I've been on the road pretty much all the way through, and then we've had the Amigos on tour all the month of January. So it's been a successful, hectic, you know, sort of a month. Yeah. But I'm delighted to say that things are going well, you know.
That's got to be tough, though. New dad, new mum at home with the new baby. I know you're saying it's your second child, Leo. But I mean, you're away a lot more than you would ideally like, I presume.
Yeah. Well, it's probably tougher for my wife than it is for me in one respect, because I am away and she's left here to pick up the pieces, and when I'm not here. But I have been away a lot this month. But it generally doesn't happen that often throughout the year. I'm mostly home, you know. 9 times out of 10, I would be home after every show I do. But when the Amigos are touring in different parts of the country, I know we have some planned work coming up in the UK as well. I have a UK tour myself, and we have the Amigos tour. So I'd be away for bits and pieces like that. But look, it is difficult at times. But you know, it's the world we live in. The entertainment world, as you know, is precarious, and
you have to take the work, basically.
You take the work when it's there, and we only get so many years to do this because, you know, I suppose when you face a certain age, you know, it's harder to tour as much as you did. And so, look, but I'm delighted. I mean, I'm busier now than I've ever been. My career is flourishing, and you know, I'm delighted to be a part of the country music family in Ireland. And so I have no complaints. Let's put it that way.
Of course, yeah. What do you put it down to, your success, I mean, and I suppose in a wider sense, the success at the moment of country music? And is it still as hip and as hot as it was a couple of years ago?
It is. Look, the country's changing. I mean, the way that we entertain each other, the way that people entertain themselves, I should say, or the way that people socialize is changing. The pub culture is now pretty much gone from what it was. I'm in Ireland since 1990, and I remember how prevalent the pubs were and how people gathered in the pubs, and it was the place to be. And you know, there was massive super pubs, and there was all these different things going on. And great, I mean, and rightly so. I have nothing against a good pub, and I've you know, often frequented a nice pub. And it's a pity to see the way some of the pubs have disappeared, as a matter of fact. But I suppose people are working longer hours. They're getting up early for work. They're more conscious about, you know, their mortgages. And yeah, there's probably more mortgages in the country now than there ever was, because younger people are getting on the property ladder. And so, my point is that things are changing, and the entertainment's changing as well. The dancing circuit is changing. You know, people aren't staying out till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning as much as they did. So we're trying to, you know, we'll do a lot more concerts now, which happen earlier in the evening, and then things are over early, so people can still be prepared for their work. But I've seen a sea change in the way we're working over the last 20 years, but rightly so. I think it's better. I think the country's in a better shape. You know, I think we're all hopefully we're all a little bit happier with the way things are going. And there's always things to improve on, I'm sure. But
yeah, it's funny though. I mean, you're right. The country has changed. Life has certainly changed, and there's plenty of reasons for that. But against that, country music is relatively static. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but it is an old favourite. It is something that people have returned to. It had its peak, most recent peak before now in the 90s, and maybe it fell away a little bit and then came back in terms of its explosion into popular culture and popular radio. I mean, 5 years ago, you wouldn't have seen as many television programmes about country music that we have for now. I think you always had the support of the likes of the local radio sector, for example, because we can always see that there's an audience there. But there's certainly elements of the media that have decided country is cool over the last little while, you know?
Yeah, I think so. They have. And I mean, like, especially when it comes to the, you know, to our national broadcaster, RTE, have taken on board more country music. And but, it, you know, the country, there's different types of country music, in my opinion. You know, I mean, like, we, like there's the classic American country music that I sort of would love and would be used to, and then there's this modern what I call candy floss country, which is, you know, guys singing about Coca-Cola cans and pickup trucks. It's not particularly my type of music. It's fine for, you know, a bit of a shuffle on the floor, on the dance floor. I've always been a fan of country music that has a meaning, like, you know, the old Merle Haggard and George Jones and Hank Williams and Conway Twitty. Those songs were written by ordinary people for big country singers. We have a culture now where writers, they're going into an office at 9 o'clock in the morning, and they're writing songs as a matter of fact, and trying to, you know, they have a formula that they have to try and put together to get a hit song. I think all music around the world is suffering because of that, you know, because guys in suits and ties are dictating, what's being played, what's being aired, and what's, you know, so that's my political view on it.
But,
you know, I just think that, you know, at the end of the day, when I step on the stage and I have a 6-piece live country band behind me, I think that's what people react to. I think it's what people love, the sound of a steel guitar and a live drum kit. And, you know, there's phases of this sort of electronic, push-button singing that a lot of people do now. But I think overall, I think people still react to the organic way of doing things, you know.
And that sort of shows, that's what people will see in Knockera Hall in Kilimer later this month, the 21st of February.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it. It's our second run down in Knockera Hall. We had a great show down there. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they gave me a duck. I think the last time I was down there, I cooked duck. And it was beautiful.
I was wondering for a second.
there's a famous sort of a duck down there. I think that they I can't remember the name of it, but the ladies in the kitchen were so gracious and they looked after us so well, and the people were so gracious to us when we arrived. But look, I love gigs like that. It's off the beaten path, and I don't mean that in a negative way. The venue is not stuck in a big city. It's out in the country. I'm going to meet country people on the night, and, you know, they appreciate good country music, and they're appreciative of the fact that we're there as much as we appreciate being there. Mm. So it should be a good night, as always. And as I say, I like meeting, and I don't mean to use the term, you know, ill-fatedly, but I like to meet ordinary people in ordinary places. I think that's where my music sort of suits the best, you know.
Absolutely. It's when you talk about the songs that were written by ordinary fellas, the Hank Williams, etc., they're also written for ordinary people, the sort of, you know, people that will appreciate the music and the sorts that will be dancing the night away in Knockera Hall. I don't know if that's the sort of people that you'll be performing to before in Spain in May, however. I don't know if that'll be a different audience.
Spain's a different thing, because, I mean, it's one of those weeks that we spend over in Spain, basically. We have music on all week, and we sort of get a chance to catch up with some of our fans who like to be around the music, and of course they're going for the sun holiday as well, because they get out of the damp and murky weather we're having here tonight. But it proves to be a success every year. We bring over loads of different special guests. Like this year, we have Jimmy Buckley and Patrick Feeney and Jerry Guthrie, just to name a few. Mark Roberts is coming out to Compare, and there's about 15 or 16 different artists coming to travel with us. So we spend a week out there by the pool, and then down to the dance hall, and have a late bar as well that goes on to the wee hours of the morning. And it's a great week, first of all, to catch up. We call it the boogie on the Brava. And it's just outside Barcelona, for anybody who knows that part of Spain. And it's not a place that a lot of people go to, which is the reason why I selected it, because it's quite exclusive, and it's a quiet area, but there's plenty there as regards shopping and access to Barcelona is only a few minutes away on the train, so people do maybe choose to go for an excursion for the day. And so it's a great week, and if anybody wants to find out any more about it, please go to my website at bravamazel.com. And we're going out on the 22nd to the 29th of May, so we'd love to have you guys along.
Very good. I'm sure it's certainly country music isn't doing too bad if you can promote and sell something like that, I'd suggest.
Absolutely. Well, look, as I say, it helps. And we're in Mullingar here tonight, so I'm hearing we're going to get some snow. So we'll sort of look forward to that ending. Hopefully by May we'll be finished with that.
Fingers crossed indeed. We'll look at it. And hopefully by the 21st of February as well, you'll have a clear road to West Clare and to Knockera Hall in Kilimer. Robert Mazel, really enjoyed it. Appreciate your time, and best of luck with the new arrival in particular, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Anna.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.